From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Today, we kick off our new Utility Bill of the Month series, where we look at what's going wrong with our utilities, one bill at a time. To start, the Gulf States Newsroom's Stephen Bisaha brings us the story of a water bill as expensive as a car, and why the technology that could have prevented it isn't commonplace in the Gulf South.
For 2 months, Will Taylor was a nervous wreck, checking his phone every day and refreshing his account page for Birmingham Water Works.
And one day, about 10 o'clock, I reload the water board's page, and I see this bill, and I'm just like, oh no.
Last year, Will and his partner, Megan Taylor, had just rented a townhouse in a Birmingham suburb. They were saving up to buy their own home when the plumber they hired to fix a leaky showerhead came back with a bigger problem.
He just saw the water meter, like, circling itself, like you could actually see the needle on it going round and round and round.
Turns out they had a really bad leak on their side of the property line. The bill eventually arrives, of course, a month late, first on Will's phone, then in the mail.
So we got this bill.
This bill right in front of you. It's a bad day.
I'm reading the bill.
Very bad day.
It says total account balance, $19,526.57.
Enough water had leaked to more than fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool. They suspect it went into a storm drain, so they never noticed. Suddenly, their dreams of saving up for their own house seemed a lot farther with a $20,000 bill over their heads. After weeks of phone calls and emails, Birmingham Waterworks did agree to cut the bill down.
So that came out to be $3,976.65.
Which is still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money.
It is still a lot of money.
Now, look, the leak was on their side of the property, and the utility did cut the cost. So you can make a case Birmingham Waterworks did everything it should here.
I don't disagree. I mean, honestly, I think that what they did was fair.
But Will and Megan say the utility should have had some way to detect the leak way before it got to that point.
If there was some sort of smart reader in place that could tell you, hey, Will, you're using 10 times more water this month than you were last month. Is everything okay? Something like that could have prevented this way before 800,000 gallons of water had gone down the drain.
And that thing already exists. Smart water meters automatically keep track of and transmit how much water a house uses. And water experts say that could have helped here. Tech like that is common for tracking things like power. I could pull up my email and read a message about how much electricity I used yesterday. But for water, the norm is still having a worker physically go to each house and read the water meter box.
Water is, I don't know, let's just say 10 years behind electricity. And so there's
Alan Berthold is the interim director at the Texas Water Resources Institute. He says smart water meters are just a lot harder to do than monitoring electricity. Unlike an electric meter, water meters are usually underground, sometimes with a metal lid, making it harder to send a signal out.
The other thing is power. And obviously with an electric meter, you have power. When you have a water meter, it's underground, it's battery powered, and you have to have a strong enough battery to be able to get the signal out.
Look, these problems, they don't make smart metering impossible, just expensive. And lots of water providers have been hurting financially for a long time. Still, advocates say they save money in the long run with more accurate billing and less manpower. But things can and have gone wrong with smart meters, like they did in Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson settles with Siemens over the water billing crisis.
So it's 2013, and Jackson hires the water infrastructure company Siemens to install new smart meters and a billing system to go with it. But after the installs, lots of customers either saw their bills go missing or they were just wrong and absurdly high. The city won a $90 million settlement, but Jackson said the cost of the scandal was several times more than that. So, not a good early showing for smart meters in the Gulf South. But that's the exception, not the rule, according to Alex Oukopoulos. He's a private water infrastructure investor, and he says the tech has proven itself by now, and lots of big city water providers have been quickly switching over.
I mean, you have to be. It's like if I sat here and told you, you know, stop using Netflix, let's go back to using a VCR. Smart metering and usage of sensoring is sort of a no-brainer.
As for Megan and Will Taylor, despite the nearly $4,000 water bill setback, they were recently able to buy a beautiful new home surrounded by big trees.
And it has a septic tank, which we're so thrilled.
Septic tank over sewage fees. While they still get their water from the utility, they'd rather give Birmingham Water Works as little money as possible.
I don't want them to stop sending clean water to my house. I'm very grateful for that. But I would also just like to have as little to do with the actual service, the public service, as possible.
Now, Birmingham Water Works is talking about switching over to smart meters, and New Orleans Water Utility says it's slowly making that switch over the next 3 years. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The story was the first in the Gulf States Newsroom's new Utility Bill of the Month series. To share your own utility billing story, visit wbhm.org/bill. That's wbhm.org/bill.